Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Maseches Chulin Daf Ches, starting from the beginning of the blot. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zeira Meshmuel Liben Sakin V'Shachat Ba. If somebody made a sakin white hat, he put it in fire and heated it up, and he shechted it with a hot sakin. Rashi says, B'Losh and Leizim, we call it red hat. Shkitasik Sheira, it's still a kasher shkita. You don't say that he didn't cut the simanim, he didn't shech the simanim, instead he burnt the simanim, because the knife was hot enough to burn the simanim. You don't say that, because chidu the kaidim libuna, because before the knife has a chance to burn the simanim, it already cut it through. The sharpness comes before the heat. The Rajma Chidushim explains that when it says chidu de kaidem libuna, it doesn't mean that first it cuts it and then it burns it, because then again it's not a shkita, because it burns it before it finished the shkita. It means that it cut it before it got a chance to burn it, and it never ended up burning it altogether. So sometimes you find the word kaidem meaning that it beat it to it, and the other one didn't have a chance to get it, like the pasuk says, miik demani v'ashali. But the Gemara has the kasha of ikat stadim, meaning that even though the edge of the blade will cut through before it burns, but why wouldn't the side of the knife, the side of the blade, why wouldn't that burn the simen, the veshet, before you finish the shkita? And the Gemara answers to that, beis hashkita mirvich ravach, because when you're cutting the beis hashkita, the beis hashkita is like stretched out, and as soon as it gets cut, it widens, and the edge of the blade, the sides of the blade do not touch the veshet at all, because only when the edge of the blade cuts through it, it immediately widens out, and then it does not get touched by the edge of the knife, by the sides of the knife. So Taisa says, and other Rishayim also bring it, they bring a Raya from here, and that it says that if the veshet has a hole in it, it's a trefa. And that's how Rashi explains. The problem with burning the veshet is because a veshet that has a hole in it is a trefa, and if you burn the veshet, so that is a hole. But that would apply even if after you already started the shechita, the veshet would be punctured, even though it's already cut by the shechita. And even if you puncture the veshet in the place which was already connected, the place that was cut. But that still would be a trefa, that still would pass all the shechita. Once it's already cut open by the shechita, maybe a nekev, especially opposite the place that's already cut open by the shechita, is le'malav le'mayrid. It's already cut by the shechita. Kamashmala, no. Whatever is cut by the shechita, that's a shechita. But if a nekev is made during the shechita, even on the part which is connected, the part that's already cut, that also would make it a trefum. That also would answer. And we're going to get back, Beis Hashem, to this Raya in the Hemshech of this year. So remember this Raya, the Rishonim's Raya, that if the Nekev gets cut after already, if the Veshet gets a hole in it, after already the Veshet was cut by the Shkita, before you completed the Shkita, even if the hole is connected to the Shkita, it still is going to become a Trefa. The Haraya, because the Gemara had a Kasha, that here, if the Veshet gets burnt by the side of the knife, that should be a problem. The Gemara had to answer Beis Hashita Mirvich Ravach. Now there's a Machlokes Yishenim if we paskin like this Meimra of Reb Zeira Meshmuel. The Rif leaves it out. And the Yishenim, the Rosh and the Rajba and the Ran, they say the reason why the Rif left it out, didn't tell us this halacha that Liban Sakim Vashachim Badashchit is Ksheir, is because it doesn't shim with another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin, which talks about checking the knife. We know that a shechita knife can't have any pegimos. If it has anything chipped in the knife, then we say that that part which is chipped is not actually cutting the simanim, it's ripping the simanim, it's being oikir the simanim, and therefore it's not a shechita, it's nevela. So if there's any pegima in the knife, that will, instead of cutting the simen, rip the simen, and it will make it a nevela. So the Gemara says you have to check the knife. And the Gemara says you have to check it with your nail and with your finger. And the Gemara says you have to check it on three sides, meaning you have to check the edge of the blade and the two sides of the edge of the blade, because sometimes you won't be able to tell a pegima by checking the edge of the blade, but you will be able to discern a pegima on the sides of the blade. There's something missing cut out from the side, and that would also be called a pegima, and that also would pass the shkita. So the Gemara there says that Rav Yemer said that you have to check with your nail and with your finger, but you do not have to check on all three sides. And he said, Avarayim, because Milay Amrab Zerah Meshmuel, Liban Sakim Meshachaba is Ksheira Shechidu the Kaidam Levuna. Didn't Rav Zerah say in the name of Shmuel that if you make the Sakin hat, white hat, then you shecht it, it's kosher because it cuts before it burns. And the Kashlon Eikat Stadim. And we add a kasha, well, what about the sides of the knife, the sides of the blade? Why wouldn't they burn it? And we answered, Beis HaShkita Mirvich Ravach, that the Beis HaShkita widens itself. So therefore, the sides of the knife do not touch the kana or the veshet. So here also, as long as the edge of the blade is perfectly smooth, even if the sides of the blade, the sides of the edge, are not smooth, they have a begima, but they won't touch the kana and the veshet. Because Beis HaShkita Mirvich Ravach, that's where Rav Yemer said to the Amira. But the Maskana Sagamara doesn't seem to hold like Rav Yemer, and that's Muskim by the Paiskim, Ravina and Rav Asha and Rav Achabed the Rava, and everybody there said that you have to check it on all three sides, Abisra V'atufra V'atlas Ruchsa, you have to check with your skin, with your nails, and on all three sides. So why is that true? Why don't we say that you don't have to check the sides like Rav Yemer said, because Beis HaShkita Mirvich Ravach? Elamai, we don't pass Kim Beis HaShkita Mirvich Ravach, and that's why the Rif left out this Gemara. Because since you see the Halacha Lamais is, you do have to check the sides, and if it's a Pegima on the Tzadim, even if you cannot discern this Pegima on the edge, but you could discern the Pegima when you're putting your finger on the Tzad, that would pass all the Shkita. And Rav Yemer said it won't, because Beis HaShkita Mirvich Ravach, but apparently we don't pass it like Rav Yemer. Elamai, we don't pass Kim Beis HaShkita Mirvich Ravach, so who had din Liban Sakim V'Shachaba would also be treif, because you don't say Beis HaShkita Mirvich Ravach, and we say that the blade of the knife, the side of the blade, will touch the simanim and burn them before the shkita is complete. That's the shkita sarith. In the Rambam, there seems to be two girsais. Our girs is that he does bring down Reb Zerah Meshmuel. He says ksheira, but there was a girs that the Rishayim had that he said treifa. Two early girsais in the Rambam. And the Rishayim, the Rosh, and the Rajbam, and the Ran, they bring down the Rabbeinu Yena, they bring down the Raiva, that argue on the Rif, and they say that you can't be Matcher Reb Zerah Meshmuel. Rabbeinu Yena said, the factor of Yema said, Milay Omer Reb Zerah Meshmuel, Liban Sakim Meshachim Baksheira. That sounds like this Maimer of Reb Zerah Meshmuel was a well-known authoritative Maimer, which you can ask a Kasha from it, like you can ask a Mishnah Braisa, you can't be Matcher Me'alacha. So how do you shlim the two? So there are three terutzim brought down in the Rishayim, in the Rosh, and in the Rajman, and the Ran. It seems two from Rabbeinu Yena, one from the Ravid. Rabbeinu Yena says one terutz, that the Gemara held a chilek, that legabe burning the sides of the, legabe burning the simen from the sides of the blade, that it will be ravach and it won't be able to burn it. But legabe puncturing it with a pegima, it's not ravach enough that it won't be able to puncture with a pegima. Because the pegima could get a little bit, could stick a little bit upwards and get to the base of shkita, even though it's being mirvach ravach. And this was a chilek that the other Amram held. They didn't bother telling this to Rav Yemer, but obviously they held this chilek. And therefore you mechalek between, you'd only say base of shkita mirvach ravach by the sakin meluvenes, then it won't be able to burn the simen, but you do not say Beis HaShkita Mirvich Ravach legabe the sakin that has a pegima on the side, because then it's not Ravach enough, will still be able to puncture the simen. Another teretz the Rishayna bring for Rabbeinu Yonah is that there's a chilek if you knew about it. Here we're talking about Liban Sakin V'Shachaba. You knew that it was Milvenis. You were Milvenis in it. So therefore, you're going to make sure to hold it very straight and not to tilt it to either side, and Mamela you'll be able to do the Shkita properly. And since Beis HaShkita Mirvich Ravach, it won't burn, the sides of the knife won't burn the simen. But if you don't check to see if there's a pegima, so you're going to shecht with a knife that has a pegima on the side which you don't know about, So you're not going to be careful not to tilt the knife to one of the sides. So memela, it will be a problem, even though beis hashita mevach rabak. So memela, we could paskin like Reb Zeir or Meshmuel that by leaving sakin the shachet ba is kosher when you know that it's melubin. When the Levush brings down the steretz, he says you also have to know that a hot knife is going to damage a simen, and you have to know to be careful with the knife, not to tilt it to either side. But still, if you have a begim on the side of the knife which you didn't know about, then there would be a problem, and it would pass all the shkita, because you might have tilted the knife to the side, and beis hashkita mevach rabak wouldn't help. That's the second teretz. And the third teretz they bring from the Ravid, a simple teretz, that this gemara is b'di'evit. Leave in sack and the shachar b'shutasuk sheir. It doesn't say l'chatchila you're allowed to shech for the sack and m'levenis. It says b'di'evit the shkita is ksheir. Hashem and that gemara is talking about l'chatchila. L'chatchila, you have to check the knife on all three sides. L'chatchila, we're not saymich on beis hashkita mevach rabak, because you might tilt it in a way that it will, the sides of the knife will touch the simen before the end of the shkita. Now the Ravid, taken on its own, would sound like in all cases b'di'evit it's kosher, whether you knew about the sakin being melubin or the pegima being there, or you didn't know about it. But the Rishonim quote the Ravid like together with the other teretz Rabbeinu Yonah, and says b'di'evit if you knew about it was good. L'chatchila we're not samech on your expertise, even though you knew about it, and we don't allow you to shecht with a knife that has a pegima on the side or a sakin melubenis. And b'di'evit, if you knew about it, it's good. So l'chayim, there is a chilek halacha l'maisa between the two first teretz that we said. The teretz that we said, that beis hashita mevach rabak would only work that it won't burn the simen by sakin mulavenes, but it won't work when there's a pegima that it won't rip the simen, because the pegima could push in further. So that teretz would have a kula by sakim mulavenis, that kumtais sakim mulavenis would be kasha even if you didn't know it was mulubin, and it would be a chumra by pegima, that pegima could be that it's treif even if you knew about the pegima. It doesn't matter what you do and what you know. The way beis hashkita mevach rabak works is that it will prevent the knife from burning the simen, but it won't prevent a pegima in the tzana knife from breaking into the simen. And it's not being a chilek if you knew about it or didn't. Hashenkein the teretz of that is totally if you know about it. So kumtais it's a chumra by sakim uluvenes would only be kosher if you knew about it. But it's a kula by pegima that if you knew about the pegima b'tzad and you were careful not to tilt the knife, then it would be kosher. So halacha l'maisa, like abi a pegima in the side of the knife, the paiskim says that it's possible. It doesn't say anywhere. Nobody says that if you knew about the pegima and you were careful, it's kosher. And I guess because according to the Rif, it would zicha be possible no matter what. And even if you argue on the Rif, you could say the teretz that there's a chilah between pegima and libun, and therefore you don't have a raya that by pegima, when you knew about it, it would be kosher. So the paiskim asaisim that it's treif, even b'di'evid, even if you did know about it. But legabe sakim uluvenes, the Shulchan Aruch starts off that it's possible, like the Rif, that the Rif holds the sakim uluvenes is always possible. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, v'yesh machshirim. And he doesn't say clearly that the yesh machshirim is only when you knew about it. Maybe he holds that there is a makam to be machshir, even if you didn't know about it, like the teretz, that when by melubin, it won't be able to damage a simon, even if you didn't know about it. Or like the teretz, that it's only l'chatchili you can't, and b'di'evid you could. But the Ramah says, the yesh machshirim, the Ramah says, if you knew that it was melubenes, and like we mentioned, the Levush, and you knew not to tilt it to either side. But many Achrayim say that since we're dealing with the Deraisa, and the Rif Shita is that it's Aser, that's how we have to paskin, even with the Evid, even with Makam Hefsid, Safik Deraisa Lechumram, and the Psak is that Asakim Ulevenis is Treif. But the Pri Chadash says a very interesting thing. And to understand the Pri Chadash, we have to be makdim alul hilchos shkita. Firstly, there are two simanim, as we all know. There's the kana and the veshet. the windpipe and the food pipe. The veshet is the food pipe, the kana is the windpipe. And by a behema, you have to cut through both simanim, both the kana and the veshet, in order for it to be a proper shechita. But by an oif, by a bird, you don't have to cut through both. Cutting through one simen, at least with the avid, will make it a kasher shechita. You need two simanim behema and one simen b'oif. That's first of all. Second thing you have to know is that by the veshet, the food pipe, even a neck of mashu makes a treif, and it will be asatid if there was a neck of mashu in the veshet. But by the windpipe, the kana, also known as the gargaris, a neck of mashu does not make a treif. If the windpipe was punctured, it's still kosher. The only thing that would make a treif by the windpipe, if roiv of it is split. But if you have a miyat of the windpipe that's split, it's kosher. The Gemara says that if you have a kana, which is halfway split, if you'd be able to know that it's exactly halfway split, and you take a knife and you shecht it just a mashu more, by a bird where you only need one simen, that's a kasher shechita. By a veshet, it wouldn't be shaykh such a thing, because any type of damage, any type of hole in the veshet, puncturing of the veshet, not done through shechita, makes a treif. But by a kana, it doesn't. You need half the kana to be cut open in order for it to be treif. So Zogt Ibri Chadash, since the problem of Liban Sakin is the tzdadim, that's the problem of Liban Sakin. In other words, you don't see from that Gemara on the Zayin and the Beis that we don't agree with Kedud HaKaidim HaLibunah. The problem is that we don't agree with Beis HaShechita Mirvach Ravach. We don't say the Beis HaShechita gets far apart and the sides of the knife doesn't touch the simen. But Chidud HaKaidim HaLibunah we do agree with. So therefore, that would only apply to the Veshet, with there a neck of Mashu makes a treif. Mashengin to the Kana, a neck of Mashu does not make a treif, so there would be no problem of the Tzadim. So let's say you would have a Sakin Mulavenis, and you have an Oif, and you identify exactly where the Kana is, and you just cut through the Kana with your Sakin Mulavenis, you don't touch the Veshet, Zakti Pri Chadash, it will be kasha. Because as far as the edge of the blade, chidu de kaidim livuna, and as far as it's tzadim, even if you don't say beis hashchita mirvich ravach, okay, so the tzadim burnt the kana before they finished the shchita. Not a problem. But it didn't burn roiv of the kana, it just burnt the first half of the kana. And that's okay, because burning the kana, making a hole in the kana, does not make a treif. So by behema, it wouldn't be shaykh such a thing, because by behema, you have to also shaykh through the veshet. And once you shaykh the veshet with the sack of mulavenis, before you finish cutting right for the veshet, it's going to already burn, the tzadim of the knife is going to burn the part of the veshet. It'll make a neck of mashu, and it'll be treif. But by an oif, all you have to do is one simon, and you can do the kana. And by the kana, there's no problem of a neck of mashu. And therefore, if you cut the kana with the sakin mulavenis, even though it burns, the tzadim of the sakin burn the kana before you finish the shechita, but that's only a mixus of the kana, that doesn't make a treif, that would be kasher lekuliyama. That's a pri chadash is chiddush. Now the Kresi Uplesi and the Simla Chadasha, they take issue with the pri chadash. They say it's not shaykh to say such a thing, because if the din of Reb Zeir Mishmul would apply l'halacha, al kopanim, by an oif, when you cut just the kana, they feel the Rif would have brought it down for that reason. Even though we don't pass him as a shita mivrich ravach, but the Rif would have brought it down because it's negeya to the oif by the kana. Since the Rif didn't bring it down at all, you could be medayik that it's not negeya at all, we don't pass him like it altogether, and therefore it's even treif by the oif by the kana. Also they ask that when Rav Yemer wanted to bring his riot to Beis HaShechita Mirvich Ravach from Reb Zeir HaMishmuel, and the Rishonim say that that's a riot we pass him like Reb Zeir HaMishmuel, because since he brought it down, it's as if it's a Mishnah or a Braisa, what's the riot of Beis HaShechita Mirvich Ravach? Maybe Reb Zeir HaMishmuel is talking about an oif in the Kana. Elamai, you have to come on to Beis HaShechita Mirvich Ravach even when you shecht an oif in the Kana. I don't see how either of these two tainus are 100% mukhich, but this is what the Kresi Uplesi and Zilma Chadasha say. But what's taka the svara? The Prichadash says a good svara. He says, what's the difference if the side of the knife burns the kana? Mamaisa, the kana is allowed to be burnt. It's allowed to have a nekev in the kana. So they say two svaras. One svara is that when the size of the knife touch even the kana, so the way a burn works is it doesn't only damage the tissue that it touches, it's mefafeya v'yared, it goes and causes damage even far beyond the initial point of contact where it touched the burning knife. And therefore, we're chayshish that before you manage to finish the shecht, the kana, since the side of the knife touched the kana, before you manage to get through rive of the kana, already the burning that started from the first half of the kana already spread to rive of the kana, and it burnt the kana before the knife got there. That's one svara. And the other svara is, even if you're going to say that it only damages the tissue that it touches, but still, you could say that at the same time that the edge of the blade is cutting through to make it rive of the kana, at that same time, the sides of the blade are burning that same part of the kana. So the shechita and the nechira are coming bevas achas. It's not only that it's burning the part of the kana that's behind the edge of the blade. So therefore, when the edge of the blade went and sliced and shechted rive of the kana, it already didn't burn rive of the kana. No. Maybe the tzadim are burning the kana simultaneously with the edge of the blade cutting the kana, and therefore the shechita and the nechira coming with masachas. Those are the two reasons why they argue on the Pri Chadash, and they hold even by just shechting the kana, and there's no din nek of mashu on the kana, but still the burning, the sak and melubin will go and burn through the kana, either because the burn could affect the tissue even beyond what it's touching, and it will destroy the kana before the knife gets there, or even if it's only affecting the tissue, then it's cutting, but it's burning it simultaneously with the knife coming. So Rabbi Kivenga says, I would see a nafkamina between these two taimim. What would be the din if the knife had a pegima on its side, and all you shechted was the kana? You have a bird, and you shechted a bird, and you only sliced through the kana, you didn't touch the veshet, and this knife happened to have a pegima on the side, not on the edge of the blade, but the side of the blade. So if the svara is that the damaging of the side of the blade could work simultaneously with the cutting of the edge of the blade, so Rabbi Kivenga says that lechayr could apply to pegima as well. He doesn't see why not. But if the svara is that burning could... coming into contact with burning metal could damage the tissue not only that came into contact, but further down, that would of course only apply to hot metal, to even to sakim ulevenis. It wouldn't apply to a begima. So halacha lemaisa, if you would cut the kana of an eif with a sakin that has a begima on its side, it would be totally in these two terutzim. But Rabbi Kivenga says that lemaisa, I would say it's kasher. You have to say it's kasher according to both terutzim. And maybe make a chiluk even in the second teretz between a burning knife and a pegima in the knife. And he says like this. He says, and the Simcha Chadash already bavarns this. If this svar is a good svar, that any time the knife is a burning knife, even by the kana it's a problem because of one of these two svars. So the Rishayim, we mentioned in the beginning of the Shia, the Rishayim bring a raya from Agamara, that when you make a nekev in the veshet before the end of the Shkita, even if it's keneged the part that shechted, it's treif. What's the Rishayim's raya? Here we're talking about a sakim meluvenis. And you're telling me, Pri Chadash and Kreisi Uplaisi, that the same din applies by the kana of an eif, which doesn't pass the nekev, and the reason is because the burning knife could damage the makim shechita even before it shechted. So it's not a nekev mashu that's connected to makim shechita. The Torah says the whole shechita is no good. And v'harai, he's saying this by the kana of life, which doesn't have a din of nekev mashu. So the chayru is showing him a mafurish, not like the svara of the kreisi uplaisi and the simla chadasha, that it would apply, that the psul of sakim ulevenes would apply even to the kana of the knife. Otherwise, you're showing him can't bring a raya into nekev mashu. So the simla chadasha bavarns this. And he says, Rishayim's raya is, because the Gemara just asked the kasha of it, it could stun him. It's not mistabra that the Gemara could ask B'tayrus kasha, that for sure, the size of the blades of the knife could damage the siman in a way that it would destroy the siman, even rive of the siman, before it shechted. You can't ask such a kasha. Me'echatesa. Elamai, the Gemara's kasha was, because it destroys that part of the siman, the meat of the siman, and you have a raya that a neck of mashu and the veshet, even after the shkita, even kenega what was already shechted is treif. But lamaisa, we don't pass in like Rabzeira, and lamaisa we're going to say that ataka damages it, even by the kana, it just damages the whole makam shkita. But Rabbi Kvega says, they couldn't bring such a stark raya, I don't want to go into the irichas, I was already marich too much. But Rabbi Kvega says you could say that the ikar raya of the rishonim was taka from the tlas ruchsa. The ikar raya from the rishonim was, because the Gemara there says that you can't have pegimus on the side of the knife, and the rishonim bring that. Because even though the blade is free of pegimus, but the side of the knife, that could have a, if the side of the knife has a pekima, that could rip the veshet from the side. So that you could say is a raya brura. And you could say that by a pekima, it won't damage the rest of the siman. Only by a saka mulubin it would damage the rest of the siman. But since lemaisa, you need that for the raya of the rishonim, that a nekev, that's keneged, the place that you shechted already, is treif. You need the raya from pegima, salko panim, by a knife that's pagum. On the sides, we always check that the kan of the eif, that you have to say is kasher. Because if that would also be treif, so there will be no raya to the rishonim's yisayin, that a neck of mashu in the veshet, keneged the makam mashkita is treif, because that then would apply even by the kana. So Rabbi Kvega comes out la locha, that by, even though Isaac and Melubin will say that even the kan of the eif is treif, but by a nekev on the side, if we yeshech to the kind of daif, that would be kasher. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Baravua, Sakin shel avedis kechavim mutta lishkutba. If you have a knife which was used in order to shech karbanis for avedis zara, which then has an isra na, it's mesham she avedis zara, you're still allowed to shecht with such a knife. Ba'asa lachtach ba'basar, but you're not allowed to cut meat with such a knife. Mutta lishchitba, you're allowed to shech with such a knife, makalkalhum. Because shchita is called makalkal. Because a live animal is more valuable, it's worth more than a shechted animal. So if you use a knife of avodah zarah to shecht an animal, that's not called you being nenef in avodah zarah, because adrabah, you're making it worse, the dead animal, the shechted animal is worth less than the live animal. The asal achtach bebasar, you're not allowed to cut meat with it, because the meat cutlets, the steaks, the portions of meat, are worth more now that they're cut, they're already butchered, than when they're in the larger piece. So you're doing a tikkun. Amar Rava, Rava says, Pamim shah sheichet asr b'misukenis, u'mechanach tich mutter, ba'at mi dekaim in the kurbana. Sometimes when you shecht, it's going to be asr, because if you have a behema which is dying, a misukenes, so then a shechted animal is worth more than an animal that's dying, which is in danger of dying, and then it won't be worth anything, it'll be an avela. So there, the shkita is ano. And sometimes cutting the meat will actually make it worse. If you have a fancy roast, atmi, that's kaimel kurban, you can give it as a present, and now that you cut it, you're making it, you're devaluing it, so therefore, cutting the meat would be mutter. So Mari says, "V'tepik lei mishum shamnunis di isura." How about the isur that it has trefa meat, trefa shamnunis on the knife? So the Gemara says, either we're talking about a new knife that was not used for animals, it was used for wood, or you were malabin the knife ba'ar. You were malabin the knife, you did liban on it, and you took out all the shamnunis di isura. So Taisus and other Rishayim ask, we see that a regular shkita, if it's not a musukenis, is called makalkal, because you're devaluing the animal. But the Gemara says, "Imsachim l'gabe Shabbos, if you shecht on Shabbos, it's not called a makalkal. It's called a tikkun. And even if it's going to be asa to eat, it's a tikkun that at least you took off the isur of evim and achai." So the Gemara says, Taisus says that Shabbos is different. Shabbos, the aside is you need a mlechs machshavis, you need a productive work. And since you are being misakin something, even though the hefset is worse than the tikkun, the hefset is bigger than the tikkun, but lamaisa, you do want this tikkun, and that's the one you want. Malach Shabbos is telling you, Machshava, Samel, you'll be over on Shabbos. But I shake my nene, any time you're not getting a monetary hana, because the value is actually decreasing, so then it's not called hana. Now, the Rosh has a discussion, when you cut meat with the sakin shel avodah zarah, or when you use the sakin shel avodah zarah to shecht, the Gemara's mashma, it's, we're talking l'chatchila. Are you allowed to use the sakin shel avodah zarah? And that the Gemara is saying, that the sakin shel avodah zarah, if you're gaining money, if there's a monetary gain in what you're doing, you're not allowed to use it l'chatchila. And if there's no monetary gain, the Gemara is mashma that you're allowed to actually use the chachila, you're allowed to take the knife and shech with it, as long as the animal is not increasing in value, it's decreasing. But what about b'di'evid? B'di'evid, if you shechta the misukenes, or b'di'evid, when you cut meat with the knife, are you allowed to eat the meat b'di'evid? So the Rosh says like this, the Rosh says, the guy cutting the meat, he names on his pashit that the meat doesn't become asa b'di'evid. Even though we do find Gemaras, in Psachim and in Avodah Zarah that talk about, let's say you take wood and you bake bread with the wood, that the bread is asur b'di'evid. Or let's say you take a weaving tool and you weave a beged with a weaving tool which asur b'anav, so the beged is asur b'di'evid. So he says there it's different, because there the entire garment was fashioned through something which is asur b'anav. Well, the entire bread was baked through wood, which is asur b'ana. That's, you have a Gemara, yesh v'chetzim b'pas, that it becomes asur b'di'evid. Now, Shein came when you cut meat with a knife, so the meat was there before, just because you're getting some ana from the knife, b'di'evid, it doesn't asur. You already had the ana. Right now, there's no issa to eat the meat. And he says, you see that from the Gemara. The Gemara says, v'tepik le mishum sham ninusa, the Gemara is asking, why do you have to say that the meat is asur because it's asur, I mean, to cut it with the knife, because it's a knife shel avodah zarah. Typically, it's anyway asur because there's trefa juice on the knife. But maybe there's a chilek zakta, because else knife of avodah zarah, you're going to asur all the meat. And the shamnunus is not going to asur all the meat, it's just going to asur the layer, the top layer from the shamnunus. Elamai, the knife of avodah zarah doesn't asur the meat either. But then he was clearing that maybe there you just made an improvement in the meat so it doesn't become asur. But how about by the behemah mesukenes, where if not for this knife it would have been gone totally? So maybe there you would say that it's similar to the beged that was woven through the isuri ana, the weaving materials were isuri ana, or the bread that was baked through the wood that was isuri ana. But he says even that, It didn't create the animal. It didn't fashion the animal. That's also what it means, right? And Rav Paiskim, the Torah, the Beis Yosef, the Marashal, Rav Paiskim understand the Rosh, that there's not even a din to be melech l'no liyam melech. The Yisayda Davar is, you have the Hana already. It's yours. It's in Kashin already. You're not allowed to go get Hana from the Avodah Zarah. When you use a knife to shecht the misukenes, or to cut the meat, so you're getting a monetary value from the way they are. That you're not allowed to do. But once you got it, so you got it already. That's it. You have it. You did the yisur. There's no mailin now of not using it. But the Rashba and the Ran, they say no. They say there's a halacha of the melech hanah liyam hamelech. Now, Pashtus, they're learning, and this is how the Beis Yosef understood it, that melech hanah liyam hamelech means, let's say you shechted a misukenes. So you shechted with the knife of Avodah Zarah. How much would it cost you to rent another knife? Whatever payment, whatever you'd have to do in order to use a knife for one shechita, that's called the hana, and you melech that hana to the Amamelech. The same thing with the cutting of the meat, you don't have to be melech the hana of how much the meat is worth now more than it was when it wasn't cut. You have to be melech the hana, meaning the schar of the knife. If you'd have to be melech the whole monetary value that you got, so then by a misukenes, that's the entire thing. If you wouldn't have been for this knife, the behemah would have died. Teretz says, no. If it wouldn't be for this knife, you'd have another knife. So you have to pay for the knife. You got a knife for free. How much would it cost you to rent a knife? That's the Pasha Taish in the Rash. But the Divrei Chamudis on the Rosh, and the Shach is also mitzadded that way, they say no, that Melech Hanol Liyam HaMelech means the entire monetary value. So then by Mr. Kenneth, the entire thing would be Yasser. Also the Shach says that maybe the Rosh is maskim to Melech Hanol Liyam HaMelech. He's just saying that the entire thing is mutter. But the Pashtus in the Rosh is that the Rosh holds, once you got the Anol, you got it, it's yours, you don't have to do anything. And the Rashba holds the Yisayit of Melech Hanol Liyam HaMelech, the Makar is from the Gemara Nevei Dezarim. And whenever you get Hano, you have to Melech Hano Liyam HaMelech, and the Pashas and the Rashba is, the way the Pais can bring it, it means the Hano you got, in other words, the Schar of using the knife. But the Rambam is Mashma, a different Shita. Shaul's Hal fits with the Pashat Mashmoy Siddha Gemara, maybe at a slightly different Girsa. The Rambam is in Ilchaz Avei Dezara, Perg Zayin, at the end, Alach Yates, Sakin Shal Avei Dezara, Sheshachat Ba, Harez the Mutim Neshu Makalko. If you have a knife of a Rizor and you shecht with it, it becomes mutter because it's makalkal. From Haisa Behemas Misukenes, Harezu Asurub Neshu Misakin. Harez a Tikkun Menos Misham Sheva Rizor. The Chain Osel Lachtach Boy Bosub Neshu Misakin, Vim Chotach Ter Chefsid Vashchosa Mutter. So the Rambam is Mashma, that with the Evid it's Osir. And Kasa Mishnah makes that Diak. And it's Mashma, the whole Begit is Osir. The Rambam held that it's the same idea. When you wove a beged from the asherah, the weaving materials are from asherah, or the you bake the bread with the surah, no, the Rambam holds the whole thing is asur. And even by cutting the meat, the Rambam's mashman that it's asur. That's what the Kesa Mishnah learns. You maybe could learn the Rambam that by cutting the meat, he changes the lashon. He says, v'chein asur lachtach b'basur. But the Kesa Mishnah doesn't learn that way. And the reason why Pashtus is, because if you give me dying the Rambam that Sakin Shal V'Rezor Sheshachet Bahareza Mutter, it's Mashmitz only Mutter B'Di'evid. So Kundes, the Rambam would argue on two things with the Rishayim. First of all, the Rishayim learn up the Gemara, and that's the Pashas of the Gemara, Mutter Lishchet Ba, but the Rishayim learn up the Gemara that a regular animal, you let it actually shecht with the Sakin Shal V'Rezor if it's not Mesukenis. And the Rambam only says it's Mutter B'Di'evid. It's mashman the Rambam that you cannot check the animal with the Sakin Shal Avei Dezara, just b'di'evid it's mutter. And the Rishayim, the Rosh learns that b'di'evid even a Mesukenis is mutter, and you don't even need halacha liyam HaMelech, that's how most Paiskim learn the Rosh, and the Rajba and the Ran holds that you need halacha liyam HaMelech, and the Rambam is mashman even halacha liyam HaMelech won't work. So in the back of the Shapsi Frankel Rambam, the Sefer Lekudim, they bring down Meshem the Brisker of. Then he says like this, he says, the Rambam holds that lechatchila, any time you're using it and you want to use it, that's usur. It makes sense. In other words, he doesn't hold of the teretz of the Rishayim, that Shabbos is different than Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is only usur when you're going to get a monetary benefit. L'maisa, you want to check it. You have an animal. Yes, it's going to be worth less, but you want meat. You're a butcher. You want to sell the meat. You want to eat the meat, whatever it is. So Mamela, since you want the meat, so even though it's going to be, the value is going to be less, it doesn't matter. It's still called you using the knife. And the same thing when you're cutting the atma. Okay, the atma is going to be worth less, but you want now to eat a steak and you want to cut a piece of meat from the atma. Yes, it will be worth more if you could use it as a present. But you don't want to use it as a present. You want to eat it. So that's called being nanah from Avodah Zarah because you're using it. Mashenkin b'di'evid, zok derav, then it's totally. There, you want to ask the b'di'evid, so the pshat is, it's also when you have the shlach of the Avodah Zarah in the chayfetz. If the Avodah Zarah made a shlach in the chayfetz, it increased the value of the chayfetz. So this chayfetz is called a byproduct of Avodah Zarah. That's the yisayid. When you bake bread with wood of Yisur Yanoh, or you weave a garment, the pshat is the bread is the byproduct of Yisur Yanoh, yeshva chetzim apas. Yisur Yanoh created the bread, so it's also banah. So the Rambam holds, any time there's an increase in value because of the Sirana, so we have in this, mixed up in this thing, is the Shvach of the Avodah Zarah, the byproduct, and that one Aser. But there, if the Chavitz doesn't increase the monetary value, even though you want the Chavitz to be in this Matzav, but that's not called the Shvach. To be called Hano when you're using the Chavitz, as long as the Chavitz is giving you Hano, you're using the Chavitz as something that you want to do. So that's called having an hanah from the chayfetz. You need it. What's the difference if you're gaining money or losing money? Vashengim b'di'evin, they're the chance, I'm not having enough in the chayfetz of Avodah Zarah. Why should I ask for this thing? Because this thing was created, or was mashbiach, was mushbach, there was a shvach of the Avodah Zarah in it. So that's totally the increase in value. So I'm going to appreciate this. The Rosh holds that two things, that it's only asal l'chatchila when it will increase the value for you, and even that, but the evid, if it increased the value, that doesn't answer it, only when the entire chayf is created, like a beged or a pass. But otherwise, even a misukenis, where you saved the chayfis, but it wasn't created from it, it's mutter. And pashas without halachas and ali amamelech. The Rashba holds like the Rosh, but holds, you need halachas and ali amamelech. Like I said, the Lechem Chamudais, on the Rosh, he holds in the Rashba that you would need the halacha of the whole shvach liyam ha-melech, and by misukenis, you wouldn't be able to use it at all. And the Rashba holds, the Rambam holds, that as long as the chayfis was mushbach al yedei davay dezar, it's going to aser, and pashas, it wouldn't even help halachas and liyam ha-melech. And legabe using lechatchila, even if it's not going to be mushbach, it's also to use the lechatchila, because lemaisa, you're being nena, you're gaining from this use, even though there is no monetary value increase. Now, Rabbi Kiveng in Shulchan Aruch asks an interesting question. He wants to know, when you shecht a mesukenes with the knife of Avodah Zarah, and like we're saying, according to the Rosh, it's mutter b'di'evid, and according to the Rashman, the Ran, and Halachas Eliyam HaMelech would work, why isn't it nevela as the problem of the Avod Lo Mahani? Why isn't there a problem of the Avod Lo Mahani? We have a Gemara in Temura, Machlokes Abai and Rava, we paskin, kom ad avar achmanu le'savid, the Avod Lo Mahani. So Bevinson, the Rishayim asked the Kasha already, the Gemara in Yadal, Kubi will speak about it then, Hasheichet B'Shabbos works. Hasheichet B'Shabbos, Ishkitasek Sheira, why don't you say Yavad Loi Mahani? And also, Sheichet L'Avodah Zarah, it makes it Eis Nevel Al-Kapanim, it's not Matam B'Masa, why don't you say Yavad Loi Mahani? So there, Rabbi Kivegi says he has a Teretz. The Teretz says, Yavad Loi Mahani, only say Yavad Loi Mahani when, by saying Loi Mahani, that would take off the Isser. So male, the Torah won't allow it to work because that's what's causing the Isser. And you say Avad Loi Mahani, so male, it would take off the Isser. Like if it's an Isser to Mekadosh someone. So male, you say Avad Loi Mahani, so male, you didn't do the Isser being Mekadosh because you're not Mekadoshes. Well, the Isser of Temura, which the Gemara brings in, if it wouldn't be for the Xeris Akasav that it works, the Pshaz, you say Avad Loi Mahani because you can't do Temura, so male, you didn't do Temura. Vashenka, let's say Chilul Shabbos. So even if the Shkita wouldn't work, it'd still be the same Chilul Shabbos. Because it'll be, you made it Eisefim and Achai. You made Netilas Neshama. So whether the Shkita is kosher or not doesn't depend on whether it's Yavad Mahani or not. Yavad Le Mahani is, Aideh Le Mahani will be Mesak in the Isser. Vashkita B'Shabbos, even if it doesn't work, it's an Isser Shabbos. You are even Isser Shabbos, you went Eitel Neshama. And it blives the tikkun because you took it out of Eivim and Achai. Or Sheichel Avodah Zarah. Even the Shkita doesn't work. It's still a Maisa Avodah Zarah. So Mele there, you wouldn't say Yavad Loi Mahani. Vashenkin here he says, the Isser is not doing Avodah Zarah. This is having enough from Avodah Zarah. And that no, is only because the monetary value increased. It was a Mesekenes. If you're going to say Loi Mahani, then it's a Zelba Nevela. So Mele, you never had the Hanah. So in such a case, you should say Yavad Loi Mahani. He brings the Turei Evin in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara there says that if you hold mitzvahs lahenis ninu, we pass the mitzvahs live lahenis ninu. But if you hold the mitzvah wouldn't be lahenis ninu, and you blow a sheif and a sheif a shayla, you wouldn't be eitzid at kiyas. Turei Evin says, why not? Say that an isser. Who says you're not eitzid at kiyas? So he says, because the whole isser is having anah from the ayla, and if you're not yetz, it's not anah, but chayik avni, you can't be eitzid at mitzvah if that's causing you to have anah, and then that's what's making the isser. So Mele here also, you shouldn't be able to have a kosher shchita if that's goof and anah. The Torah wouldn't allow the shchita to be kosher, and that caused you to be over the Isser anah from shechting it. So in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Kveg asks this question, Shulchan Aruch and Simon Yudi Vayim Sarachin, in the tshuva that he has in the Avad Loi Mahani in Simon Kuf Chav Tes, he says a very mechudish to Kipshan in the Avad Loi Mahani. He says he would say Avad Loi Mahani doesn't mean, stam, that if it will be Mesak in the Isser, so then it will be Loi Mahani. Yavad Loi Mahani is a pshat, when the Torah says, Mamasha lo yomir, the Torah means you can't make tumur, it's impossible. When the Torah says, lo yikach, it means you can't make kedushin, it's impossible. Ukadaima. In other words, a lot of the Raisa is telling you that it's Lay Mahani. That's what it means, the Yavad Lay Mahani. But Lamashal by Shabbos, the Torah says, you can't be Mechal Shabbos. It doesn't mean it's impossible to Mechal Shabbos. You could light a fire, you could do a lot of things. So even if you be Mechal Shabbos, Aydei and Chalois, it would also work. Same thing, the Torah says not to have enough from Avodah Zarah. There's a lot of ways you'll have enough from Avodah Zarah. So Mele B'chayik Avon, there won't be Shaykh Yavad Lay Mahani. That's what he says he would say about the Yavad Lay Mahani. Beis Hashem will try to speak about it in Simon Yadal, but he says Rishonim don't hold that way. Balkabanim, this Kashi Blaim Shver, if you don't hold like his Mechudish Dik Rishat and the Yavad Lay Mahani, he brings this as a Raya to Rishat. That the Yavad Lay Mahani just means that when the Torah says the Lav, the Torah means it can't be done. So when you have a Lav, which obviously can't mean that, like don't have an R from Avay Desire, so there'll be no Din of Yavad Lay Mahani V'chay Gavna. And then it'll be Myoshev is Kasha. But the Rishonim don't hold that way, and on the Rishonim, Blaim Shver, why don't you say, in this case, Yavad Lay Mahani, that the Shkita shouldn't work today, that you shouldn't have Anah from the second Shal Avay Desire. Now, the Gemara asks the Kasha, that never mind the Isser of being Mishamish with a knife of Avay Desire, what about the problem of the Shamnunis, the Tevik Lay Mishim Shamnunis the Yisura? So the Gemara says either we're talking about a new knife and it was used for Avodah Zarah to cut wood, or Shalibna B'Yishana, old knife, Shalibna Ba'ar, that you were malabin it, that they did Liban on it. So there are two kashas. The Gemara says that you need Liban. So first Taisus asks a kasha that the Gemara says in the end of Avodah Zarah that you could take a knife and stick it into hard ground 10 times and it'll be good. You don't need Liban. Why is the Gemara says you malabin it, you did liban on it, typically you could stick it into the ground 10 times and it'll be good? So Taisus answers, because that's talking about when you want to use it to cut something cold. When you want to use it to cut something cold, so there's no problem about the belius of the sakin, anything absorbed in the sakin. The whole problem is just the shamnunis that's been on the sakin, whatever grease is there. So if you stick it into the karka 10 times, you take off all the grease, you remove all the shamnunis, and Memela, you're allowed to cut something cold. But the Gemara had said afterwards that a base hashchita is reseach. The base hashchita is hot. And that's why the Gemara says, it's a machlekes in the Gemara, but the Gemara came out that everyone knows base hashchita is hot. But the point was, if you shechta with a gayish knife, it says you need klipa. You have to, at least according to one man, the Amar, you have to peel off the part that you shechted, because the base hashchita is reseach. So Memela, that's why sticking it into the ground 10 times wouldn't help, because shechting is cutting something hot. That's what Taisus holds. But the Rashba holds Rabbeinu Yoni, he says that you only say basic sheet to resech legabe that it's beilea. That if you have shamnunis, normally when you cut something cold, all you have to do is mediach, you have to wash it off. The basic sheet is hot, it gets absorbed if you have something be'en. Mashayin came to say the basic sheet is hot enough to actually be mafludum avlia, to take out the blias from the knife and be belay it, it's not hot enough for that. And Eina Chinami, the Rashba says that Ne'itza 10 times b'kaika would have had to work. Just the Gemara wasn't going into it. The Gemara wasn't going into Heksher Kalim here. The Gemara picked the Heksher, which will work l'kuli alma without any problem b'chlal. If you go and you malabin it b'ar, that definitely works for everything. And Mel, the Gemara said that. But Eina Chinami, Ne'itza b'kaika would work, and then you wouldn't need to be kailuf. And there's a machlokes lamai, so the Shach brings it down. If you have a knife with blias of ben yomai in the knife and use it to shecht, but the knife is clean, in other words, you did ne'itza 10 times b'karka, there's no ban, it's only blias, according to Taisus, since beis hashkita resech, it would be a problem. And according to the Rashba, even though beis hashkita resech, that's only legabe being belay of the ben, where anything that's sain and all you need is adacha, and basically, Shkirs so you mainly need klipa. Mashayin came to take out blias from the keli, from the knife. There you don't say it's Reseach. Now, Taisus then asked the Kasha that the Gemara of Sachem says Bechlal, even to use it for heat, you don't need Liban for a knife. All you need is Agola. The Gemara says that knives on Pesach, you just have to do Agola. So how does that shtim with this Gemara that says Liban? And Bemison, it's a brisa in Avay Dezar, it's a Tesefta, that says, a shbudim askalois vasakinim malavna ba'or. It says that the grates and the spits and the knives, you need liban when you buy them from a guy. So as it stimmed, the Gemara Pesachim, it talks about kashering a kelim for Pesach, says that for knives you need a gola. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which talks about kashering the kelim you bought from Goyim, says you need liban. So Taisa says two terutzim, and Memes is a machalik zishain, Memes is a machalik zif and Rambam, it's Nakatoli and the two terutzim of Taisa. First Taisa Taisis is, it's the difference between a teira bola and a surah bola. By Chametz of Pesach, it was belay a heter. So when it's belay a heter, it's good enough to do hagola, because hagola weakens the blias. It weakens the blias to the point where it won't be able to be chal any iser on the blias. Mashiach, if it's already aser, like you buy a knife from a guy, so he used the vitrei of something which is already aser, so even if you weaken the blias through hagola, it's still there. It's still going to ask, it's still going to ask for your food. Mashiach came when you're talking about heter bala. So then, it's not aser yet, and you do a kashering before Pesach, it's already weak enough that it won't become aser. And if Rashi made the skill of this early, Lagabe kachim, Hagala works by the Shbud, Hagala works, even though it was used on a fire, because by kachim, every day you use it for a carbon, it's a teir bala. The question is, does it become nicer? The answer is no. Once you do Hagala, the bli is weak, and the male, it cannot get a chalaisis and nicer on it. Masha'en kain, if it was Isura bala, then you would need Liban. That's Taisis' first teretz. And Taisis has a second teretz, that the Tesefta is talking about large knives. Large knives you could use actually over an open flame. So that's why he needs Liban. It says it in the context of Shbud and Eskola, the Davar Leimin Minyanei. The context is you have the grates, you have the spits, you have the knives. It means the large knives that are used for roasting. That's why you need Liban. Masha'en kain, the Gemara Pesachim, which talks about kashering for Pesach. So my regular knives, small knives, that are never used on an open flame, and therefore they would not need Liban. So this is L'chaira Machloikis. What's the din if you have a big knife, or even a Shbud and Askela, which is used for Chametz? Does it need Liban, or does it need Hagala? According to the first Teretz, it's a Teir Bala. No matter what, even if it's used on an open flame, it would not need Liban, it would only need Hagala. Mashenk in the second Teretz, says that the knives themselves weren't used on an open flame. They were the small knives, the regular knives. But Einachinami, if something is used on an open flame, it would need Liban even for Pesach. And then this is a Machlekes Riff in the Rambam. The Rambam brings this down in Pesachim. The Riff in the second Perek of Pesachim brings the din of Shbud and Askela, Legabe Pesach as well. So you see klar that the Riff holds that even Legabe Chametz for Pesach, if it's used for fire, you do need Liban. So even though he brings down the din that knives are you need Hagola, L'chari you could say like Taisa's second Teretz, that the knives they still may need Hagola when I use an open flame, not like a Shbud and Askela, because the Riff says klar Legabe Pesach as well, that a Shbud and Askela needs Liban. So why would the knives be different? Elamai, the knives aren't used on an open flame like Taisa's second Teretz. Now saying in the Rambam, in the Magid Mishnah is Medayik, this in the Rambam in Hilchas Pesach never says anything about Liban. He says that the knives need Hagola. He never mentions anything needing Liban in Hilchas Pesach. And in Hilchas, Macholas Asuris Perek Yitzayin, there he brings the din that the Shbud and the Askela need Liban. So the Magid Mishnah, it's the end of Perek Zayin, Hilchas Chametz V'Matzah, Medayik in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds a Teir Bala, doesn't need Liban. So Mel in Hilchas Pesach, and they bring down the din of Liban, because you don't need Liban in Hilchas Pesach. Only in Hilchas Macholas Asuris, which is Suri Bala, then you need Liban. And the Ranim Sachem explains what stack of the Pshat in the Rif that says you need Liban by Pesach, why don't you say a Teir Bala? So he says, it's a Macholikis in Lamdis, it's Chametz called Isser Heter. Says, nice sir, and the Chayahuad and Basu Bechol of Anat, that's Mutter. The carbon is mutter, and it becomes comes asr when it's nicer. Schala chalais isser on the carbon when it becomes nicer. Or basa b'chalav, the basa and the chalav are mutter. Schala chalais isser when they get mixed together. So mela, it's called a teir bala, and it won't be chala chalais isser. Mashengi chametz, he says a lashon it's shmayalav. The chametz is the same chametz. The chametz is asr on Pesach, so it's not called a teir bala, even though you'll not eat the chametz now, because that is the din of chametz. It's asr tin on Pesach. But it's not the pshat that anything changes with the chametz when it becomes Pesach. It's the same chametz. Chametz is shmeyalav. There, something changes. The meat becomes nicer. The meat becomes basa b'chalav. Here, nothing changes. The chametz is exactly the same chametz. Now, that's the din of chametz. On Pesach, a chametz is aser. So that's called isur bala, even though you're allowed to eat it, because it's not Pesach. It's a seasonal iser. That is good for the iser. But it's not the pshat that now it's mutter and it becomes aser. Even now, it's on chametz, it's chal and issa on the chametz that it's aser bepesach. Because nothing changes with the chametz when it becomes pesach. So that's the machlokes and lamas. The Rambam holds that that's called, in Taisa's first teres, that's called the terebola. Since lamaisa, now you're allowed to eat it, that's called the terebola. But Shege in the Rif holds that since nothing's changing inherently about the chametz, so that's called the surabola. It's not the pshat that something has to change, and now that you did leave it and the bli is so weaker, it can't change, it can't become aser. Nothing changed with the chametz. Chametz is aser on Pesach. It's a male that has the same din as the surabola.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.